Okay. So Parshat Aso, most of it, last two-thirds of it, really, is the last, is all the gifts of the Nesi'im, where Chanukat HaMishkan, Chanukat HaBayit, they all bring all their gifts, and it goes on and on and on, in great detail, repeats it over and over again. It's very easy to learn because it's the same thing over and over again. And the end of all of that, again, this is, the whole paragraph is Pei Tet, which is Nun Samach. And 89 psukim worth of just repeating itself over again, over again. And with all the cattle for the shlamim, 24 cows, elim shishim, 60 rams, atidim shishim, 60 goats, kvasim 60 sheep. This was the Chanukat HaMizbeach. This was the Chanukat HaBayit inauguration.
There she
Good
is.
morning.
Hi, good morning.
Right, so this is the Chanukat HaBayit. And then the last pasuk of the parsha is Vo Moshe El Moed Udaber Ito. And when Moshe came into the Ohel Moed to speak with him,
It bigger?
what? It's bigger, yes.
Okay, I like it. I wasn't sure
Yeah.
if it was on my computer. It's nice. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so this that was not like website, that just zoomed the on the browser.
That's nice.
Vayishmata kol midaberi love, and Moshe, when he went into the Ohel Moed, he would hear the voice speaking with him, Me'al Kapor, from the top of the Kapor, top of the Aron, Asher al Aron Edut, Mibein Shnei Kruvim, the voice would come from between the Kruvim, Vayidaber love, and spoke in Moshe. Question is, what is this pasuk doing here? Long list of here are the gifts of the Nesi'im. And then we go into Parsha Balotcha and we're going to go into Eretz Yisrael. And now we have this one pasuk, Bo Moshe El Moed. This is what happened Moshe wouldn't go into the El Moed. I mean, we already know that the voice that she spoke with Moshe and Hashem would speak to Moshe, and the voice would come out, Mibein Shnei HaKruvim. We said that that came from right? When they built the Mishkan, it says that. It's verse 2. This is from Parsha Truma. And I will make myself known to you from there. And I will speak with you, Kapurit, top of the Kapurit, the cover between the Kerubim, Asher Alon Hedut, pretty much the same word. Everything I command you to do in Israel. That's when they're playing it. And then way back, beginning of Parsha Vayikra, we have Vayikra Moshe, Vayibera Lav, Me'ol Moed Le'mor, and Hashem called Moshe and spoke to Moshe Me'ol Moed. So this pasuk, Vo Moshe, when Moshe came to the Ohel Moed, he heard the Hashem speaking from the Kruvim. What do I need to, what's that doing here? So the Midrash is bothered that these pasukim seem to contradict each other, specifically the I'm going to speak Me'al Kaporet and Vayibera Shav Me'ol Moed. This is the way it puts it in our pasuk. Vo Moshe El Moed. Laman Amar. Why does he need to tell us this?
Where's the contradiction?
Well, we'll see. This is going to argue that Mebane Shekruvim and Me'ol Moed are two different things.
Oh.
Okay, where does he hear the voice? And you're going to say, yes, it could be, well, one's more specific than the other. It was Ohel
Right.
Moed, and where in the Ohel Moed was Mebane Shekruvim. But the Midrash is making a point here. And Eliyahu is also going to make a point. Hello, Eliyahu. Lamanemar was saying, Lafishu Omer, it says, Vayidaber Hashem, Elav, Me'ol Moed, Le'mor. Peter is losing power. There we go.
So wait, the Ohel Moed was the Mishkan?
Yes, the Omer is another word for Mishkan,
Another
literally
word.
tent of meeting.
Okay.
Those are used
Okay.
synonymously. It's more general. The Ohel Moed was wherever Moshe spoke with Hashem. And then the Mishkan was specifically built for that purpose. In the sense that there was a previous Ohel Moed, which was just Moshe's tent before they built the Mishkan. Okay.
But by
Vayesha.
the time of Vayikra, they already had the Mishkan.
Yes. So Vayikra is the Mishkan.
So
We're talking
here,
about
when it says Be'ohel Moed in Vayikra,
he's talking
it's
about
a
the
start.
Mishkan, definitely. No question about it. Right. We've just built the Mishkan in Parshat Vayakov Kudei. We went straight to Vayikra when Hashem said, Moshe's called, Vayikra Moshe. And then we have both of Vayikra, and then here we have Parshat Bamidbar. Now we've gone back to the building of the Mishkan. That's what Parshat Nasa was kind of the inauguration from the point of view of the Nesiim. We're there, we bring all these gifts. That started in Rosh Chodesh Nisan, goes to the 12th day of Nisan, and then Balabcha will have.
The Pasuk in Shemot, oh, Vayikra, oh, right, I see, right.
Okay.
Okay. They already had the Kuvim and all that.
Yes, yeah. It was all built there.
Okay.
Right, so next parsha is going to be Balotka will have the making of Pesach and Pesach Sheni and all that. Okay, so Lamanema, why do we need our pasuk Bo Moshe Omoed? Now in Parshat Naso, why does it tell that Moshe would go to the Omoed and that Hashem would talk? The Fisha who now Omer by Hashem I love my Omoed Lemor, because it says in Vayikra Hashem spoke to him from the Omoed. That it was the entire Omoed was the source of this voice. We'll take that literally. I'm lumerous, but the public said, Adi lachasham, we brought to Yitcha me'al kaporet. Right between the Kruvim on the cover of the Aram. Yia shalomai me'al moed, shekabar ne'mar me'al kaporet. Wait, those are two different things. It can't be the whole Omoed because it's just the kaporet. Yia shalomai al kaporet, shekabar ne'mar me'al moed. We'll read that as a contradiction. And you're going to say it's not a contradiction, which is fine. But we have a deeper point there.
Okay.
Kate said, Yikaimu shnei ketuvim. How can I understand both of these ketuvim, pesukim? Zumida batara. This is a general rule in the Torah. Shnei ketuvim ze keneged ze. We say this when the Rabbi Shmuel Amar, shnei ketuvim achishim ze ze. We have two apparently contradicted pesukim. Verehem so trim ze ze that are contradicting each other. Yikaimu mukomam. You should let them be until you can find some other pasuk that'll help you reconcile the two of them. And I like that idea of yitkaim bukamam. Just let them be, okay? Because this is a great thing to remember. Funakasha starbit mentioned it. Right? Which means no one ever died of a question. Okay, you can live, right? You may have something, you don't understand it, doesn't make sense, it's okay. You can go on with your life. Yes, we need to figure it out, but it's not going to kill you. We can hold off with that. But we're going to try to answer the kasha here. Just keep that in mind. If Funakasha Starbert mentioned Nikt. Okay, so again, you could say it's not a contradiction at all, right? The Bein Shokruvim is in fact in the Ohom Moed. But the Midrash said we learned something from our pasuk, right? Yevo k'tuv achar acher v'yachriya b'nehem. So what is the pasuk that reconciles them? That's our pasuk. Matzvah Mamar says Yevo Moshe Omoed. It's when Moshe came to the Omoed, that's when he heard the voice that was mibein shnei kruvim. Magida k'tuv, the pasuk is telling Shei Moshe nichnas v'omed b'omoed. He would come into the Omoed itself, not into the Kodesh Kodeshim, but Kol Yirei Mishmei Hashemayim, the Bein Shnei Kruvim, and this divine voice would come between the Kruvim, who Shomei Atakol V'Deber Elav Mivifnim. And he would hear the voice there. Again, Moshe doesn't go into the Kodesh Kodeshim. He stays in that outer chamber, just the Kodesh, where the menorah and when the and the Shulchan is. And that's where the Abravanel puts it. Ketuvah Zemore. This pasuk explains. Shemoshe ha nichnas. Shemoshe lo haya nichnas. Mibein la parochet. El Kodesh HaKodeshim. Moshe didn't go inside. That was Aaron, Yom Kippur, the whole ceremony, and Acharei Mod. Yaya bo bilvayl o moed. He would just go into the old Mod itself. B'shami ha-shomea ta-kol. And he would hear this voice from God. He would say milifnei milifnim. He would hear the voice coming meaning the innermost chamber. You would hear the voice there. Moshe didn't go in there. And he wasn't standing there in front of the kaporet. That was our job. So this you know, sort of, it sounds there that Moshe doesn't get to go all the way in. Right? He's got to listen to this voice while still out there. So it's not quite as close as it previously was. It sounds like a demotion. Because before the Mishkan was completed, Moshe would enter what was then the Ol Moed at any time, And that was the story. This is in Shemot Perek Lamed Gimel, right after Chet Ha'Egel, before they actually build the Mishkan. Moshe yikach at the ohel. Moshe would take the tent. It was just a tent. Natal lo michutz ha'machaneh, and he pitched the tent outside the camp, hachek min ha'machaneh, far away. V'kara lo ol moed. He called that tent that he set outside, he called that the ol moed. It was before the Mishkan's built. So anyone who sought God would go out to the Omoed Hashem Michus HaMachaneh. They would go out there. And Vayakav Moshe Ha'ola, when Moshe would come, he would come out every day. Yered Ha'amud Anan B'mad Petach Ohel, the Amud Anan, symbolizing God's glory, would come to this Ohel, the Dibar Moshe, and Hashem would speak with God. Hashem would speak with Moshe. V'Dibar Hashem and Moshe Panim Al Panim. And Hashem would speak to Moshe face to face, like a person who talks with a friend. Then Moshe would go back home, back to the camp. Yeshua ben Nun, Na'ar, and Yeshua, who was Moshe's Na'ar, his servant, followed Lo Yemish Mitoch Ohel, stayed in the Ohel. At that point, this was a level of Panim al Panim, which Moshe does not have.
What's Yemish?
What?
What's Yemish?
Yemish, to move, to budge.
Oh.
Okay.
So Yahushua was in there with him?
Yes.
Oh.
I don't know if he was there, whether he was outside or literally in the tent now, I don't know.
But he didn't hear the voice.
There.
He didn't
right.
hear.
He doesn't have that level of Nevuah until later on when he gets appointed to take over. But the point here is that at this point, it's V'Dibar Hashem and Moshe Ponim Al Panim. Moshe goes there, and you have this panim el panim, which you're lacking here. Right now, you got this curtain between them. Moshe's outside the parochet. The voice is coming from inside the parochet. And once it's built, it literally says, Vayikra el Moshe. He's called in. As Rashi says, Vayikra Moshe, l'chol dibrot v'chol mirot. Every time that Hashem speaks to Moshe, v'yadaber, every mara, l'chol tzivim, every commandment, kid makriya. He had to be called. And our pasuk points out this little bit of disconnect. He's not much not walking in there. He needs to be invited in. It's like Vayikra Moshe. It's not Panim Panim anymore. And now it's Vayishma Takol Midaber Elav. And the key thing, that word Midaber is not Midaber. There's a chirik there. And as Rashi says, it's Kmo Midaber, literally talking to itself. The honor of Hashem to put it that way. The voice is just there talking. Moshe shomea me'alav, and Moshe is overhearing it. It's not that kashe yidaber ishal rehu anymore. Now Moshe just hears the voice, and he's overhearing it literally from behind the curtain. He's eavesdropping on this voice. We talked about this idea when we looked at Parashat Vayikra a couple years ago. Yeah, that Moshe goes, Moshe has been able to walk into the Olam HaMoed anytime he wants, talk to Hashem, and now they build this new building and his keys don't work. And Hashem says, no problem, I'll buzz you in. And he buzzes in anytime he wants, but it's not quite the same thing as having your own set of keys. Well, he said that's because it's by Yikra as a new calling. It wasn't so much the motion as a change of role. This is now Moshe has become Moshe Rabbeinu. Not going up to Har Sinai. He's got to be the Rebbe of Kol Yisrael. And so Moshe has to be on the level of Kol Yisrael in order to be able to communicate with them. At this point, all of his Vaidaber Hashem Moshe is for the sake of Lemor, to talk to Bnei Yisrael. And that's why he's got, his Nevuah, his level of connection to Hashem is further away because he's got to be closer to the people. Otherwise, he's going to lose them. He can't teach them. And that's why Rashi puts it at this lemor. What does it mean? To say to them, say lemor lahem divrei kibushim. You need to teach them literally words of being subdued. Let's look what kibushim means. But words that are, let's see how we translate over here. Translate words to bring them to a subdued frame of mind. Masuda, sobering words. So you tell them something serious. When you say lemor, you, Moshe, is being told, you need to tell Bnei Israel that I am only able to talk to God because of you. Shulchem hu daberi mi. Shekem atzino, that would be Sisha kol shloshim v'shmona shana. To Yisrael mabibar kemunudim. That for 38 years, that B'nai Yisrael were basically rejected by God. They're wandering through wilderness. In a maraglim ve'elah, from the time of the maraglim. Lo yached diburi Moshe. There is no v'yedaber Hashem Moshe anymore. Moshe doesn't get to
you
talk.
Know, weren't they parked in one place, those 38
years? 38
years?
No, I mean, they wandered, right? They went from Kadesh Barnea south.
Right,
to
but
Abraham,
I thought that all took like 2 years, and then they stayed
no,
in
it was
one place.
Out of that was 19 years. For the way I figure is, they were 19 years sitting in Kadesh Barnea out of the 38.
Oh.
And then about 18 years of wandering, and then the last year was mostly the end of the journey.
Oh, I thought, okay.
Okay, so it wasn't the whole time. So, but yeah, it says Yeshavim Kadesh Kayimim Asher Shadavta. So half the time was in one place, which is, I mean, 19 years is a pretty decent amount of time.
Yeah.
But still, during that time, there's no Vaydeber Moshe Hashem Moshe, right? That's why Moshe says it. Shneamar, Vahika Asher Tamukol Hashem Lochama Lamut Bekarav Am. Is that when the previous generation died, then Vaydeber Hashem Elai Lemor. Then Hashem spoke. Elai Dibur. That it took, and during that time, that Hashem Moshe's nevuah is only because of Bnei Yisrael. It's so that he can teach Bnei Yisrael. It's all got to be by Deber Hashem Lemor to teach, tell, to speak to them. So that's that. Say Lamar Devei Kibushim. You need to tell Bnei Yisrael that. And the Mizrahi is a commentary, and Rashi explains Devei Kibushim Mahen. What does that mean to be Devei Kibushim? Sobering words. And more Kadrim Halo. You need to tell them. Shehem Amshichim at Libam, so that we'll pull their hearts. Makavrim Makavran Lavatel Yibrach. To bring them to love Hashem. You need to convince them that they need to love Hashem. Shekol Pam Shehayam Medaber Hashem Im Moshe. That every time Hashem spoke to Moshe, Hayim Tzaveyu, first time he would remind him, he would command Moshe to Payes Libam to satisfy their hearts, to ease their hearts, to ease their thoughts. B'divrei Kibushim, B'divrei Kibushim. Okay, that tell them that this is all for you. I'm not some special magical person. I got to speak to you. Another example, Divrei Kibushim from the Mishnah Tanit, when there's during a drought, says, as I came to him, Omer Lufnehen Divrei Kibushim. Example of that expression, that the elders tell the people in a time of drought, they tell them Divrei Kibushim, sobering words, and tells them that Nineveh was rescued not because of their it doesn't say that Hashem saw their sack and fasting, but Be'er came at Maseim ki shavu mitarkam, that they did tshuva. In other words, that's the idea of what example of Divrei Kibushim. You need to do tshuva in the case of Tanit. Here it's, you need to tell, Moshe needs to tell them every time, I want, this all depends on you. You need to feel close to Hashem. Otherwise, my nevuah doesn't mean anything. Like, the people now have a role. They're the recipients of Hashem's message. Okay, the nevuah really goes to them, not to Moshe. And that's what it says, that Moshe only goes into the Omer Wait and hears the voice, because he's now at this lower level, he's got to be close to them. And what's it doing here at the end of the gift of the Nisim? So Ibn Ezra
why
says,
do you send your adjective there, a sobering message?
Right, that's what he wants to translate. That's what the Mitsuda translation of Rashi translates Divurim, Divrei Kibushim.
No, I mean, you chose the word sobering message, right? Could have
well,
said
I'm quoting this to the Mitsuda up here.
Oh, I see.
Okay, that's the way.
Oh, I see.
That's
yeah,
the way
yeah.
Mitsuda
yeah.
translates. I think it's a good way of putting it, that you need to take this seriously.
I see.
You need to think about your own role here. This is not, I'm not just talking. You know,
it
mean,
also means pickled.
I know.
I'm saying kibushim or conquest or occupation. That's why I wanted to try to translate it, because clearly the expression exists, but then the idiom, it clearly means that. That's why I brought the example from Tanit, that Divrei Kibushim is the sermon that they do in a time, that they're supposed to give in a time of Tanit, that you need to do tshuva.
No, but what Davida said, it means like
pickled
sauerkraut.
Words.
Sauerkraut is kruv kavush.
Yes.
Actually,
kibush
on the
means
menu,
covered.
on a menu, we once saw captured cabbage was
Ah,
the
yes. Okay, there you
translation.
go. So these are divrei kibushim. You can call those pickled words or captured words. That's why I want to translate something.
How are those words related? How is pickled related to
Kibush means covered
occupied?
over. I say you pickle something, you cover it with brine and let it sit.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so that's when it means subdued in that
Oh.
sense, that someone's sitting on you is kibush.
Yeah. Captured cabbage.
Captured cabbage, yes. That was almost as good as the Sabbath was lost.
The Sabbath was lost.
Yeah, someone did a Google Translate of you know, they found something. They're doing mitzvah Hashabbat Aveda.
Oh.
But Google Translate as Hashabbat Avda.
Right.
Okay, but that's not what this. That's
Okay.
why I want to translate kibushim. It's a sober, it's a serious message here, right? You need to be pickled. Take this seriously. But the pasuk is at the end of all the Chanukah Tabayit. And Ibn Ezra says, of course, that's the culmination. It is the end of Vayikra al Moshe, that we started by Yikra, and this explains by Yikra. And all this time between has been leading up to this moment. That this Moshe's conversation with Nisim doesn't really, Moshe's conversation with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, rather, but Moshe doesn't really start until after the Nisim bring their gifts. That's Ibn Ezra, Bo Moshe. Daken, it seems like said Shetefilat Hadibur, that the beginning of this is describing the beginning of when Hashem spoke to Vayikra Moshe. That this Vayikra Moshe, as it was beginning of Parsha Vayikra, Hekashya Nishtal Mahanukah, really started after the Chanukah Tabayit began. This is Moshe's new role. And what makes these gifts interesting is that they're all wrong. If you're listening to the laning, they'll go over and over again through each one. Each Nazi brings the same thing, gives this long list of things. And here we go. And it starts out with Vayavia Karbanos Nehashem. And then you see them all bring their gifts. Everyone brings so many oxen and so many cows and so many sheep and so many lambs, etc. And they brought Sheshek Lotzav and 6 covered wagons, Shem Asar Bakar. And 12 oxen, agalah shnei nesiim, v'shor le'achad, that one wagon per 2 nesiim, and one ox per nasi, so 12 total. V'yikru otam lefnei mishkan, they bring it all to the front of the mishkan. V'yomar Hashem Moshe le'mor, and Hashem tells Moshe, saying, kach meitam, you should take these gifts. V'yu la'avodah davodat omoveh, you'll use them in the avodah. And you'll give these wagons and oxen to the Levim so they can carry the Mishkan. But Moshe doesn't want to take the offering to see him, because there are rules of what you can bring to the Mikdash. And to quote part of these, each one has, you know, it repeats over and over again. Part of what they gave, they bring Karbanot Shlamim, Olot, that's fine. And they gave a kafachat, that's a razahab, lekatoret. They gave a spoon of gold full of ketoret. And the 3 animals from Allah, and a seir zeh mechad lachatat, and a goat for a chatat offering. And as the Sifrei points out, some of them you can't give those as a part of the avodah. It says zeh mevi ketoret nedava, right? They are giving a ketoret as an offering. Leiniyachi mevi nedava, and an individual can't bring ketoret. That's a the Tzibur has the Ketoret at very specific times. You can't just bring your own incense and offer it on the Aaron, offer the Mizbeach. That's why it's Nadav Avihu when they died. Korach's people all died in that. You can't just bring Ketoret. There's a procedure here. Similarly, when it says this is a Karban, Zemevi Chatat, that he brought, the Nasi brought a Chatat, Shlo Alchet, with no specific sin, Beniachi Mevi Chatat, Shlo Alchet. The Chatat is brought for a specific Avera. This was just brought. Said, here, have a chatat offering. You can't just make your own ceremony up. And especially the fact that Bayom HaShvi'i Nasil Bnei Ephraim, on the 7th day, they brought a og carbon. Each Nasi brought on a separate day. Zed Dochet Shabbat, right? It says basically, sorry, keep that tzadi off of there. Right? He brought on Shabbat, brought. Why is this going on? There we go. Sorry. Zed Ocher Shabbat, right? He's bringing a private carbon on Shabbos, which he can't do. So as Moshe is looking at all the stuff they're bringing, he said, no. You want to bring an Olar Shlamim, those are part of the carbon out you can bring. You got to follow the rules. You can't just make up your own religion here. And Hashem tells him, no, you bring it. Take these, and they will be part of the service. As the Midrash describes it. The Nesim came and they brought their gifts in front of the Mishkan. They brought them, they dedicated to the public and said, here, we're giving this stuff to you. They stood in front of the Mishkan. And Moshe didn't want to take it. Until Hashem told Moshe, you need to accept this. Hashem tells Moshe, save it more lahem. Divrei kibushim, divrei nechama. Same words, right? You need to tell them the divrei kibushim and appease them and kachmet them, take it from them. Okay, you need to accept. We have to explain what the divrei kibushim here are. I think.
Apology?
Right, they're sobering words. Okay, we already tell.
Sobering.
Right? The only thing is, you need to accept this. What is divrei kibushim here? I think I have to spell this out a little bit more. At that moment, Moshe was afraid. Shem tells him, take these, and he said, Tomar, can we say, Shem and Yisdakim, many Ruach HaKodesh, b'shatel nesiyim, that I lose my Ruach HaKodesh? Now the Nesiyim are going to bring this, and they're doing what Hashem wants, right? Hashem wants me to follow their rules, not what I thought I learned. I thought I gave this whole sefer by Yikra about all the way you're supposed to do Karbanot, and they're just going ahead and making stuff up on their own. Did I lose my Ruach HaKodesh now?
Right, wait, I missed something. What did they make up that they brought it on Shabbat?
They brought Ketoret? Three things specifically. They brought Ketoret.
Okay.
They brought a Chatat.
Without a specific
being for a purpose, and you gave the example of they were bringing one a day, which meant that one of them was on Shabbat.
Okay.
So the three exceptions that the Supreme mentions.
Okay.
Okay, and Moshe said you can't do that, and Hashem says take, and now Moshe is saying, wait a minute, nistalka imei ruach kodesh, taking away my nevuah and giving it to them, out of my chopped liver. You know what I mean? I just spent over and over again. Do this, do this, do this, do this, do this. I'm like Kodesh Baruch Hu, Moshe. Ilu lahem hayiti omer sheyaviyu. No, I didn't tell them to bring. They were inspired on their own. L'chayiti omer sheyatomer lahem. I'm telling you, right, you're still the one. I'm telling you that you should tell them to bring it. The Ruach Kodesh is still from you. They're not bringing their own. They're appropriately waiting outside the door. You will command them. They're not Nadav and Avihu bringing their own Eish Zara. They're waiting appropriately, and you're still in charge telling them that you should do that. Like Kach Meitam, you should take them. Meitam Ayadavar. But they're the ones who started it. You're taking it from them. Ha'asmicha datam adat el Yonah. And Hashem is saying, I'm agreeing with them. But it's coming from them. And we're saying that's the Divrei Kibushim. That it's got to come from, like Moshe is now no longer at the, it's just all about me, and now it's got to come from the people to be part of that as well. And Gemara Menachot says that the big thing, Zev Ketoret, Sha'al Tal Yachid. That the big distinction was the Ketoret.
What's that? Tefresh? Tefresh?
Kind of Rabbanan.
Oh.
Rabbis learned. Okay? Yeah. That what the big exception was that Ketoret, because we have the example from Korach and Nadav Avihu that you can't bring your own Ketoret. That gets you wiped out by God. I'll tell Yachid that they offered it on the altar. That was a ruling for the nonce. That was one time only that they would do that they could bring the Keturah, because they asked, and Hashem said, you're going to do it now this one time. And the Ramban here learns that there's a mitzvah that the Chanukah Tabayit, the Mikdash, involves a haracha, violation of the usual rules.
Oh.
As the Ramban puts it, Sulap Loba Shemen Lamincha, right? They bring Chanukah Nesima to Mizbeach, B'chol Aminim HaKrovim Alav, that the Nesim brought everything that could be brought on the Mizbeach, including the Chatat, including the Ketor, and all that, even though they weren't in a position to do that. Hakein Heviu Mincha Ketorat, V'olav, Chatat U'Shlamim. But bottom line, HaKetorat V'Chatat Harat Sha'ah, that those two things were a harat sha'ah, meaning those were not part of the, those were violations of the general rules. Hashem said, kach meitam, you should take them, in this one case. She'enem ba'im bin nadava, that you can't just offer them spontaneously as a gift. Avalash l'shlim b'chanukah kol b'karbonot nasakir. In order to be able to say, we in this chanukah tabayit, we're going to bring every an example of every single one of the different karbonot. They did it. Here Hashem agreed with the Nesiyim. The Tziva, Nesiyah Chad Layom, Akriva, Hashem said, one Nasi every day. So he says, there's a mitzvah there. Two generations. There should be a Chanukah to buy it. You build a Beit HaMikdash, you should have some ceremony of Chanukah.
That's one of the 613.
This is the Rambam would say that's one of the 613. Rambam doesn't include that as a 613. Rambam says that. That's one of the mitzvot here. Yinetian inyan zeh mitzvah. Ki inyan parsha tmeim b'pesach. And it says, but this is one of those mitzvot that wasn't given by Moshe, that came from someone else, like Pesach Sheni, where the tmeim came to Moshe and said, wait, why, Namani Gara, why do we lose? Hashem said, they're right. You should do Pesach Sheni. And parsha b'nei Yosef, the b'not Slavchad, when they said, why should we miss out on an inheritance? When our father died, Hashem said, they're right. You should give the girls an inheritance. Sheskima da tama da tel yonah, that their intention ended up being God's intention. It's davula hem ledarot, and they were commanded to do that for all for future generations.
But it's one mitzvah. Make a Chanukah tabayit,
right.
Not bring the par and bring the keves, is
right.
Two and three.
Because
and four.
Each to the Ram, the so the Rambam doesn't count this as necessarily one of the 613 mitzvah, but does say that is part of a mitzvah of a general Harat Sha'a to explain that, you know, when you look at Ezra, when they build the second Beit HaMikdash, they bring a bunch of karbanot that are not part of the list in Vayikra. He says that the Chanukah Tabayit has its own set. There's a Harat Sha'a of Chanukah Tabayit. When you inaugurate, you can get a Nevuah and say you're going to do things a little bit differently. And Yechezkel has all these different karbanot that aren't anywhere, and everyone worries that, you know, Yechezkel contradicted the Torah. Says, no, that's part of the Chanukah Tabayit for the future Beit HaMikdash that he's foreseeing.
Mm-hmm.
Chanukah Tabayit requires innovation or inspiration from below. You know, people do it. Hashem is miskima da tama da tel yona.
Grassroots.
I'm sorry. Yes, it got to come from the grassroots. Rav Huttner,
wait, so something that's a hora'at sha'ah is not,
yes,
one of the 613, because it's
correct.
Only. Okay.
Right. Hora'at sha'ah, it has a couple of meaning, but in terms of a navi can issue a hora'at sha'ah, say, God wants you to do this act now.
And
one
even
time.
Moshe could do that. Yeah. Of course.
And this is not just Moshe, anyone. So, the example of Eliyahu al Har Carmel saying should bring a carbon over here, and the Torah says that. Well, it's one of the, it's within the new the mitzvah of a navi.
Uh-huh.
Now, if a navi is certified navi, you can say God wants you to do this particular act now. Can't
okay
take it as a precedent. And one thing you can't do is avodah zarah. You can't say go worship other things, but anything else you can say, okay, we're gonna do this now once. I'm a navi. God wants this. So Rav Huttner has a very interesting take on this. This grassroots innovation that's part of the Chanukah Tabayit. It connects with this verse in Shir HaShirim, which we're going to take as metaphoric. Bati Lagani Achuti Kala, I have come to my garden, oh, my sister, my bride, Ariti Mori Imbasami, I have prepared my myrrh and my spices, my incense. Achalti Yari Im Divshi, generally translated as I have eaten my honeycomb with my honey. So if you're Rabbi Shulman, you'll insist that Tavash means ripe fruit, not necessarily bee honey, and Yar there means the branches, the twigs with fruit. Chatiti Yenim Chalavi, I've drunk my wine, my milk. Ichlu Re'im, so now my friends come and eat, chatu, drink, shikru, shikru, dodim, and all of our friends should get drunk. We're going to party. We're focusing on this. Bati Lagani, Eimat Shirat Shekhinah Allah. When did the Shekhinah come? Down to Bnei Yisrael, Yom Shehukam Mishkan, on the day that Mishkan was built, as it says, in our parsha, Ve'im Bayom Kalot Moshe Lekim Mishkan, when Moshe finished. There is the Kala there, right? That was the moment that Bnei Yisrael was the Kala, and Hashem comes the Gani to the Mishkan, Achoti Kala, my Kala. This is the Yom of the Kala.
Oh, I never heard that. I mean, we make Kalot Hakim et HaMikdash is a reference to a Kala. Kala. Wow.
That is exactly what the Shir Shem Rabbah is putting. That's Bati Kala. So Rashi explains that.
Is that Rush, everyone knows that but me?
I'm sorry?
Is that something everyone knows but me?
The usual way it's read is when Moshe comes to, gets the Shnei Luchot, and it's used that word Kala.
Well, it's like Vayehulu Hashamayim Va'aretz.
That's to be finished, right? Literally means to be finished.
Right, we use that other place. It's not an un.
Right. No, but the. Let me
no,
go
but first. I mean, to interpret it to mean that we're God's bride.
Yes.
Yeah,
the usual place where that comes up is.
I've never. I don't know.
You never heard that?
It's the way. Nice. Shmot, Lamed, Here. Is from when it comes down from the Arab, it says, Vayitena Moshe Kechala Tolo Daber Ito Bahar Sinai. And that commonly is connected to Hashem as the groom and Bnei Israel as the bride getting the Torah. So this is a different Kala explanation. This is the Kala of the Yom Kalot, the Mishkan. That was the day of the Kala. And that's a Bati Lagani, as Rashi says, Vimei Chunukat HaBayit, as metaphor for Hashem coming into the Mishkan, that's the Gan. And Ariti, meaning Lakati, I gathered, Fulasham Mishnah. The Mishnah has used the word Ariti as gathered together. I gathered my Mori, my Basamim. This is talking about the Ketorah. Chektiru Ketorah Yachid HaNesiim Al HaMizbeach HaChitzo. Right? The point here is that Ariti, Mori, and Basari, I gathered my Ketorah. That's talking about this Ketorah that the Nesiim brought. It was on the Mizbeach Chitzon. All of that's completely wrong. But Hashem said, Kach Meitam, you should take it. That's not halacha for generations. That was a haracha once. Okay, Namar, Achalti Yari Im Divshi. That's what it means to say, I ate the wood with the fruit. Yish Divashu Godel Bakanim. You know, the Divash that's growing among the branches. As it says in Shmuel Aleph, when Yonatan eats the davash off the trees where he's not supposed to eat anything, if it says calls it Yarata davash. Again, you want to translate it as honeycomb or branches, depending on why I translate davash. It means the same thing. Normally, what you do is you eat the honey and you throw away the eggs. You don't eat the honey.
Well, the fruit. You eat the fruit.
Right. That's a devash is ripe fruit, and you don't eat the twig.
Well, you know, in the Shevet Taminim, devash is a specific fruit.
Yes.
It's the date.
It's the dates, right. Date honey. Yeah. So that's acceptable translation here too.
Yeah.
The main point is I got the sweet but normally you throw away the yar, the wood. Ani merov chipa, but I was so eager. Achalti yariim divshi. I ate the whole thing. I just gobbled the whole thing down. Okay, my metaphor, I was learning this with Leah, was that I'm eating the lollipop along with the stick.
The what with the stick?
The lollipop.
Oh.
I'm eating a lollipop and I just want every last bit. I need the stick also. That's Yarim Divshi. That's what Rov Chiba in this metaphor is. I took what was appropriate to eat along with was it. And that's example, Ketorin Davah. So the Torah and the Chatat specifically were the Eino Roi. That was the Yar. You can't just donate a Chatat. And Hashem says, I took everything. I love this so much. I'm taking everything. Right? It's overwhelming exuberance. You see him had part of the Chatat Bayit. They offered things were on the list, and Hashem loved it so much that he kept the whole thing. That's an example of what, and that's the love of Chanukah Tabayit. As Rav Futner says, Pachad Yitzchak, Maya Chidush She'anu Lomdim Mikan. What's the Chiddush of what we're saying here? Achad Misugei Achiba, one way of expressing love. He Aota Achiba Miuchedet L'sha Rishona. That first moment of love, that Chalat Hashra'ah, when the couple's together, you do anything. We learn from this medrash that this love of that first moshe, that Shechina is there. She bought the nitra tek ze. Which was a nitra tek? Nitra tek.
Feeling. Expression.
Expression. Okay, that sounds good.
It was very. Yeah. Emotional.
Yeah. Fascinated.
Oh, that's good.
Spellbound. I like that. I'm going to go with spellbound.
Yeah.
Enchanted, right? Okay, we'll go with that. Jiba ben atrixa, this fascination of echiyata ena ro'i ma ro'i, that is I'm going to eat the lollipop along with the stick. When we inaugurate the Mishkan, we have this idea. With this Ketorah that they were bringing as the example of something that they shouldn't have been able to bring, but Hashem said, whatever they want, I'll take it all right now. That's fine. This was inappropriate to be offered, metaphorically to be eaten, because it's against the rules that were prepared in Ketorah by the Yachid. That's Yarim Divshi, Marim Bisamiya, brought the Bisamiya there. And it's after that, Chanukata Mizbeach, B'nai Yisrael demonstrate the love for being part of the Mikdash, that now Moshe is called into the Mishkan, into this new role of Vo Moshe Elom Oved, that he is Moshe Rabbeinu.
Mm-hmm.
B'nai Yisrael have to demonstrate that kind of Chiba, Yitera, before Moshe is even called and can start being Moshe Rabbeinu. They've gotten the Torah, but now Moshe's got to impart that to everybody else in all of the details, and he has this new role of being spoken
Moshe
to
Rabbeinu.
within the Olam Moed. So,
nice. But they all brought the same thing. It takes away a little bit the feeling of overflowing with what to bring. It seems more planned out and.
Yeah, so I don't know if they all talked to each other beforehand.
Yeah.
I said we would do it, but still they're doing it. All right. And you have that old symbol, same symbolism of they're all doing it together. They're not really individuals at this point. It's Klal Yisrael as a whole.
Oh, okay.
You know, you got to have both sides of that.
So here's a chidush. The word keves.
Yes.
Is related to kavush.
Okay.
Somehow.
So we're humbled. Subdued.
Debrei kibushim has to do with bringing
a
kibbutz.
Subdued.
I don't know. Pickled.
I don't know if you get pickled sheep.
Nah.
Like corn lamb.
There you go. Yeah, corn beef could be. I'm sure you could pull that out.
Yeah.
Debrei
okay.
Kibushim there.
Debrei Kibushim. That's hard to translate.
That's what I'm saying. It's an idiom that you got to translate, not literally, which is why
Yeah.
we translated it over there as sobering words.
Sobering, sobering. That's good.
And these are sobering words. To tell the you have to tell them sobering words that this now isn't up to Moshe. This is now up to you and what you do.
I don't know. Is that an idiom used today, David? Divrei kibushim?
I couldn't find it.
Not that I've heard, but that doesn't mean anything.
Let's see. Yeah, I mean, if you do.
If you did like Milan, like morphic.
Yeah, so Google Translate just has, it takes it literally not as an idiom. Those are occupied words.
That's like occupied cabbage, right?
Yeah, captured cabbage. Let's see. You know, if I just do Divrei Kibushim and DuckDuckGo comes up with the Mishnah here, Vayikra over here. Chabad has what is words of suppression.
And they're all like jars of pickles.
And obviously, we can the images are all of pickles here. We can definitely pickles.
Oh my God, there's capers. I needed capers. I didn't know that word. Now I do.
Do you break kibushim?
Yeah, go ask them. No, do you break kibushim?
It could be that it's it is an idiom, but it's not a modern.
It's obviously
one.
Not a common idiom in modern Hebrew because everything's coming up with the Tanakh. I'm going to stop the recording.